Text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions, Love to the Rescue. Daytime. We fly over a downtown village. Inside a corner brownstone, a young girl walks down a staircase, followed by a young woman struggling to sign a piece of paper.
Okay. Here you go, Ben. Great job.
She hands the girl the paper. Inside a townhouse, a young man chases a boy wearing a cape.
Come on, bud. Superheroes have to wear clothes to school.
The man chases the boy upstairs. The young woman doodles a girl riding a unicorn.
Finished. Lunchbox.
Over there.
All right. Backpack?
By the front door.
Great. But do you have the latest?
She hides a magazine.
Of science tomorrow?
The girl's eyes widen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you!
They hug.
Okay, one condition. If they change Pluto's status again, you gotta let me down easy because I am on a roller coaster of emotions.
The man carries the boy.
We're running out of fuel! We have to land!
Coming in for a cross landing, dude.
They land on the couch.
Okay, what next?
Books in the backpack.
Books in the backpack.
The boy packs one book, then picks up a toy on the table.
Oh man, I know a tiny superhero is supposed to get a dog today, but if we can't get ready for school in time, I don't know.
Oh, no, I can do it.
The boy springs into action.
What else?
The boy freezes.
And lunch!
He holds up a lunchbox.
Thanks, Dad.
Here we go.
Thanks.
They hug.
Are you excited?
Good day today.
Okay, so this is about the dog presentation. Again?
The young girl begins a slideshow.
As you know, today is the final day of the pet adoption at our school.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog is the best dog for our family. He's been in the shelter for a really, really long time, and he deserves a forever home. He's loyal, smart, playful, and he's really, really cute.
That is one cute dog.
Mom, please, please can we get this dog? It's the last day.
She ponders.
I don't know, Sophia. I mean, what am I supposed to do, you know, about all of these dog toys if we don't go adopt your dog today?
Sophia's eyes light up. They hug. A woman in a blazer approaches the man's townhouse. Inside, the boy eats eggs. She enters the front door.
Morning.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Hi, Bianca. Want some eggs?
I'll have a tiny bit, but came by to say goodbye to you and your dad.
Where are you going?
My job is sending me to Chicago. There's a huge court case.
With bad guy villains?
Yes. I have to fight villains with paperwork.
Okay. Hey, Bianca, guess what?
What?
We're getting a dog today.
A dog? That is huge news. Are you so excited?
I am the most excited.
Awesome.
The young man ponders.
Bianca?
What?
Do you like dogs?
I love dogs. I am just very allergic to them.
What? Are you really? How did I not know this?
I don't know. I guess it just never came out.
Hey, Owen, you want to go play with Awesome Patrol Pals for 5 minutes?
Bye.
Owen runs off.
I feel so sorry.
No.
He's wanted a dog for I don't know how long, and we just...
No, it's a no-brainer. Never... You get the dog, I'll get some Benadryl. It's fine.
Whole month, huh?
I know, but I'll call you as soon as I land tonight.
What time? I have the last day of the PTA pet adoptions today, and Mark's going to bring the dog back here tonight to get it adjusted, and then I still have to take a peek at this project for work before tomorrow.
No wonder Owen is obsessed with superheroes. He lives with one.
Thank you for being so understanding of this whole super dad thing.
Oh, please, super dad is cute.
He may be cute, but I understand that it's made us take things much more slowly, and I just want you to know that I appreciate your patience.
And I am more than happy to do that. But I would like to know...
Right, where we are going. I get it. Okay, well, I think we're going to use this time apart to think about us.
Yeah. Between career-altering court cases and PTA pet adoptions.
Super Dad can handle it.
Okay. He raises an eyebrow and sips from a mug. Later, downtown, the young man enters an old-fashioned building labeled Department of Transportation. The young woman walks the hallways of a colorful office.
Good job.
Hey, hi, good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
She smiles as she greets the employees at cubicles, then enters an office with a glass door labeled Kate Healy, creative director. The young man's glass door is similarly labeled, Eric Smith, regional manager. He enters his office. Kate's office is colorfully decorated with paintings. She is working in a design program on her laptop. The young man hands a large folder to a woman.
No way.
Even added an itemized budget to appease Councilwoman Polisar.
Come on, man. You're making the rest of us look bad. Thank you. Enjoy your lunch.
Thank you.
The man picks up a desk phone. Later, Kate eats a burrito at her desk. A woman knocks and enters.
Hey, brainstorm time? Mm. Oh, come. Oh, want to try
the... She answers a phone.
Hello?
Kate, come see me, please.
Okay. Yep, right there.
Kate enters an office.
Come in, take a seat.
Kate sits.
Okay, but before you say anything, I would just like to point out that I have a long track record of making excellent films for this studio.
We know.
And I believe that we are the future of animation because we take risk, you know? And sometimes those risks are...
Can I just...
Which is why I just wanted to reassure you.
Kate!
Yes.
Kate.
Yes. Yes.
We know. And I feel like I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't tell you that your short, Light the Way, has been accepted to the Georgia Animation Festival end of next month.
But the winner of that
qualifies to submit for the best animated short at the Oscars.
Are you serious? You're not serious.
Dead serious. We love it. And provided you rework the ending as we discussed, we think this short has the creative depth to go all the way. They already accepted you from a 30-second unfinished clip we submitted.
Kate's jaw opens.
I'm just gonna need just 2 minutes. Just 2 seconds.
Kate walks into the hallway and hops up and down.
I can hear you.
She rushes back in.
Okay. Oh, we are not going to disappoint you. We are going to blow you away.
Kate?
Yeah.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah.
How is the ending coming?
It's a mess. It's a total mess.
Later, Kate sits with a team.
Award season? Seriously?
Yes!
That's awesome.
I know. Which means we have 6 weeks to come up with a new ending and animate it.
Sorry, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we're doomed.
No, come on. We're not doomed. You guys are some of the finest animators on the planet, okay? We got this.
Okay, in a sense, one might say we do got this, as in we already have an ending.
No.
A perfect ending that you keep.
And as the director, I'm gonna have to say that is the wrong direction.
A woman raises her hand.
Yes, Jordan.
Sorry, I know I'm new around here, but can you all explain why they can't just be in love?
No.
Shh. Oh, come on.
What did I do? You can't just come out and say the L word in front of Kate.
I am not against love.
No, not at all. Let's just do a quick count of how many love stories you've created. Oh, wait. None.
I don't listen to them. First of all, no, I love. I just don't think it's right for me, for it, for the story.
You said yourself this has to be great. Well, some of the greatest stories ever told are love stories. Without love, The Odyssey is just like 10 years of some dude in a boat getting lost.
Yeah, Kate, this story has Starlight, a daring rescue. It wants to be a romance.
I hear you, okay? But the studio is taking a huge chance on this short because they believe that we're gonna come up with something original, which means subverting expectations.
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you.
In her office.
Okay, friend to friend, I gotta ask, are you sure you're not letting your own personal hangups get in the way of what's best for the story?
I don't have any hangups.
She grabs her cell.
Oh, Liam, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you turn down romantic plots at the office. You turn down that really cute guy at the coffee shop that asked for your number.
He ordered an extra shot, extra hot, extra whipped, sugar-free caramel macchiato that is not just high maintenance. That is nonsense.
But you haven't been on a date since you and Liam got divorced 5 years ago.
Well, that is because I have been busy making beautiful films and co-parenting my beautiful child.
Liam isn't afraid to put himself out there. Liam is dating. Liam is whining and dining. Liam is...
I'm still here. Not on mute. But for what it's worth, I totally
agree with Nadia, Kate. You need to get back out there.
Bye.
Nadia shrugs.
I'm just saying.
You know what, Liam? I am not taking dating advice from a man who took me to a drive-thru fast food place before prom.
You told me
no cliche romantic gestures. I stand by it.
Fair enough. What's going on?
So you're getting the dog.
A full-on PowerPoint presentation. How did a photographer and an animator end up with such a serious child?
Well, I come from a long line of Vagra artists, Kate. I blame your family.
She is definitely your father's mini-me.
She so is, which is why I have to get her this dog. She just needs to get outside and roll around in the mud and make some mistakes.
Yeah, she needs to be a kid.
Yes. Oh, we're adopting the dog after school today. Can I change shifts with you?
Yeah, of course. Just remember that.
You need to pick her up today and then drop her off in the morning because I'm going to be
in Bali for the next 2 weeks. I'm on it.
All right, great.
Thank you. I owe you.
Just bring Sophia back a souvenir. Something nice. Not from the airport.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Kate hangs up and returns to her computer, tracing a cartoon frog outline. Later, in a schoolyard, Eric and Owen walk up to a desk decorated with balloons.
How are we doing?
We've only got one dog and three cats left, so I'd say this has been a phenomenal success.
That's amazing.
Yes.
One dog, three cats.
Dad, can I please go say hi to my new dog?
Yeah, pal, just stay over there where I can see you, okay?
A woman approaches him.
Two.
Two what?
Two volunteers for the carnival.
What? How is that possible? Two and all these parents?
Please, I have tried everything. No takers.
Hey, we'll get it sorted. Two is not a total...
He texts.
Disaster. This is a total disaster. I leave the office for 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden it's... They just can't... Oh, man. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Hey, remember when you said you were only going to take this job for a year? Tops? Now, here you are, 5 years later, overworked... Over-caffeinated.
I'm sorry. Are you giving me a lecture about working too hard? Is this coming from a teacher? Hello, pot, kettle. We meet again.
Okay, well, it's different when you love what you do.
He notices Kate.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Who is that? Why don't I know her?
Because some parents managed to wriggle free from the tentacles of the PTA.
Oh, not on my watch.
Eric approaches Kate and Sophia.
Excuse me. Hi there, pardon me.
Hi.
I don't think we've met. My name is Eric Smith. I'm the president of the PTA.
Oh, I'm Kate Healy, and this
Kate
is
Healy.
My daughter, Sophia.
Oh, hello, Sophia. Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Eric. Are you excited to adopt a pet today?
Yes.
Well, and clearly, we're not the only ones.
Look, I don't want to brag, but that volunteer over there may or may not have just told me that this event has been a phenomenal success.
More like phenomenal, am I right? It's just a little dad humor. Right. Dad jokes. Not for all dads. Anyway, congrats on the success of the event, and please tell everyone at the PTA, thank you so much for your hard work.
I'm actually glad to hear you feel that way. We are in desperate need of some more parent volunteers for the spring carnival.
I would love to.
Great.
So much. But I am, you know, a single parent with a full-time job, just not a lot of time for the PTA.
I understand. I'm a single parent with a full-time job.
Okay, this is the truth. Every year, I go to that carnival.
So you understand how important this is?
The same carnival. I believe that beanbag toss once belonged to the settlers who crossed the Atlantic Ocean.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, you don't need me.
This is him, Mom.
Sophia and Owen pet the same dog.
Look. I really appreciate everything that you do. And today, I plan to support the PTA to the fullest by adopting that dog right over there.
Wait, that dog? You can't adopt that dog.
Why?
Because we're adopting that dog.
Kate and Eric exchange glances as Sophia and Owen play, smiling. Later, the kids, dog, and handler approach.
Ah,
You must be Sophia's mom and Owen's dad.
Yes.
Hey.
This is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Owen, sweetie, are you sure this is the dog?
Yeah, his name is Bruce, like Bruce Wayne. He's got dog, Dad.
You know what, Sophia? Why don't we just find another dog who needs a home?
Because I said in my presentation.
Yeah, right. Got it.
You got a presentation?
She's a go-getter.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Guys, could you give us 5 minutes here? Sorry, thank
Thanks,
you, guys.
Thank you.
The kids and dog walk off.
Okay, look, my family's had a really hard time. Owen could definitely use this friend.
I hear you. I got a 25-point presentation from a 10-year-old before 8 a.m. I don't want to break your kid's heart.
Yeah, me either. Okay, look, it's not like there's a shortage of dogs who need homes.
That's true. Why don't we just agree to be bigger people and find other dogs?
You promised. Please, Mom.
Wait.
I promised him.
No, I know. Please don't do this. I'm sorry. It's just Bruce is, he's an older dog. He's not a puppy. And he's kind of shy around other dogs, so he's been pretty anxious at the shelter. We've been waiting a long time for somebody to love Bruce. And I mean, now there's two families interested. So what do we do here? You know, do we flip a coin? That doesn't seem fair.
We don't have to decide today. Okay. I'm assuming, since your kids go to the same school, that you live in roughly the same area?
Rainier Boulevard?
Dogwood Drive.
Stop.
But it's not a dad joke. I actually live there. But you gotta admit, it's pure gold.
Okay. So you could co-foster Bruce for a month or so, meet up a couple times a week to trade off. That way, we make sure that Bruce finds the best possible home. And it's rare, but this dog fell in love twice today.
Who are we to get in the way of that?
1 month. Trust me, you learn a lot in a month.
The handler returns to Bruce.
Okay, I could do 1 month.
Yeah.
Eric and Kate shake.
Yay!
Sophia and Owen celebrate. At Kate's house, Bruce sits on a dog mattress as Sophia sits on a couch nearby, staring at a laptop browning. Kate enters.
Sophia, have you seen my laptop? Hey, what's wrong?
You told me to go outside and take Bruce to go play. So I decided to research dog games. But everyone on the internet just seems to disagree with each other.
Oh boy. Okay, well, remember the rules. We never, ever research on the internet without mommy. And we never, ever, ever look at the comments. Okay?
Okay.
Second, just look at his face.
They both look at Bruce. They smile.
You know what? You just gotta get out there, and you have to have fun and get messy, and as long as you're kind to him, then you'll do great. Make sure your hat's done. Yeah. Okay. Come on, Bruce. Let's go play.
Bruce follows them out. They walk Bruce on the sidewalk. Eric and Owen walk nearby.
Okay, we have all the necessities.
We've got a detailed schedule, copy of the rules for both houses, and a very thoroughly researched obedience plan.
We've got dog toys, dog treats, human treats.
We are organized. We are prepared.
We are loving. We are fun. We are...
Fun-loving?
Yes! Doubling down. We are fun-loving.
We are going to prove to them that we're the most responsible dog owners in the world, buddy.
And make new friends.
Oh, okay, wait. Hey, listen to me. It is important to be nice. It is, but it's kind of like, what did Captain Hammerhead do when he had to make a deal with Professor Platypus? Quick.
Power pose and poker face.
Power pose, poker face. Yes.
Sharing a dog. We're expert sharers. We're gonna win them over with our charm and kindness.
And cookies.
Mostly cookies. Hi, friends.
Hey there. How are you? Hi, Sophia.
We come bearing gifts. We have a Bruce. And his favorite, Moo Cow.
Moo Cow?
A working title. We can change the name.
She hands Eric a toy.
And cookies.
Oh, actually, sorry. Almost dinner time, yeah? We'll have maybe one for dessert, yeah.
Hey, is that Captain Hammerhead from Austin Patrol Pals?
Yeah, I love him.
Did you know that my mom made him?
It's true. I imagined him in my head, and then I drew him, and then he came to life.
Really?
Yeah. I'm an animator, so it's my job to draw really cool things.
Owen smiles and glances at Eric.
Actually, Sophia, yes, about the treats reminded me. I feel like we should get on the same page about rules if our dog's gonna be staying with you guys.
Your dog?
Starting with treats and rewards right there, see?
He hands her a paper.
Oh, wow, you, did you laminate these?
Yes, I did. If we're gonna help Bruce feel secure, I think it's important that we give him a structured, consistent environment.
Sure, we also need to meet him where he's at, you know, follow his cues.
Rules and boundaries will actually help him feel more secure.
Or break his spirit.
Can we take Bruce to go play, please?
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, here, come on, Bruce. Go have fun, buddy.
Bye, Bruce.
Just stay where I can see you.
Okay.
The kids dash off.
So I'm guessing that obedience school is out of the question.
If Bruce is going to go somewhere to be trained, I would like to approve that and attend.
Okay, sure. How about this? You can come with me, and I will even let you choose the school.
Deal.
Great. As long as you agree to volunteer for the spring carnival.
I don't have a sitter.
PTA provides one. Fully vetted high school honor student.
What about Bruce?
Oh, dogs are welcome.
Okay, Eric Smith. This round is yours.
Have a good weekend.
Eric takes the tray of cookies.
See you Monday, 6 p.m. sharp. Hey, Owen, come on by, let's go.
Eric and Owen walk off. Kate considers the laminated list, then glances back at Eric.
You sure you don't want to watch something new, pal?
Dad, it's my favorite. And plus, Bruce has never seen it.
Okay. All right, Bruce, come here, pal.
Gunders.
The Awesome Patrol Pals title screen appears. Created by Kate Healy.
Look at that.
Kate, is that our Kate?
Yeah, that's our... It's Miss Healy to us, but...
Owen perks up, smiling. Daytime. Kate briskly enters the school. Eric's teacher friend approaches Kate sitting at a round table and hands her a paper.
Hi. Looks like Eric got to you too, huh?
Yeah, he did. He did. Hi, Miss Ramirez. Putting the T in PTA, I see.
Well, someone has to rep the teachers. It's nice to see you, Miss Healy.
Oh, please call me Kate. By the way, I have to tell you, Sophia's having the time of her life with you in Science Club.
Oh, good. Well, if she can keep a secret, let her know that I'm applying for a field trip next month that will blow her mind. Spoiler alert, it involves a Science Center's galaxy exhibit.
I call chaperone.
Are you an astronomy nerd?
Yes, I am. Oh, I have been obsessed with constellations since I was a kid.
Did we just become best friends?
I think we might have.
It was nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Do that as well. Okay, last order of business. I know you all have jobs to get back to. Committee heads for the spring carnival. Susan, you'll do the cakewalk again as usual, okay? Allison, you'll be in charge of the games again as usual. I'll be in charge of the tickets again as usual. And our newest member, Kate, will be in charge of the silent auction. Everyone, give Kate a big warm welcome.
Kate is doodling alone.
Thank you.
All right, I want us all to break off into groups in a moment.
Kate raises her hand.
Think about what... Yeah. Yes, Kate.
Hi. Yes. What, what do I do?
You're in charge of the silent auction.
Oh, like the auctioneer. Hey, gonna get a $1, $1, going once.
No, it's a silent auction.
So you want me to just do it silently?
Are you... No, your job is to get businesses to donate items for prizes for the auction. Then you're gonna monitor the auction, and then you'll be in charge of announcing the winners. That's it, very easy. Okay, I want us all to break off into groups, and I want to really think about...
Kate's hand.
Yeah, Kate.
What is the theme? For the carnival.
No, there's never been a theme. It's just spring carnival.
I mean, that's your problem right there. You gotta have a theme.
Well, what do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, let's think about it for a second. It should be something that sparks the kids' imaginations, right?
Kids love pirates. We could do space.
The thing is, actually, we don't have the budget to revamp the entire carnival.
I mean, I'm not opposed to hearing some fresh ideas. All in favor?
Most of the room raises their hand.
Okay. Okay. Sure. At our next meeting, we'll discuss potential themes. Great. Wonderful. Any other thoughts from anyone? Yes, Kate?
We need to talk about funnel cake.
Okay.
Right?
Meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Elsewhere, Owen and Sophia both play with Bruce. Kate and Eric sit nearby. Kate is coloring a flower.
You said if I joined the PTA, I could choose the obedience school. You brought this on yourself.
Join, follow, not stage a coup in the school library.
Oh, come on. Even Carla said the PTA could use a bit more energy, a little fun.
Carla's my friend. She said that?
I gotta admit, you run that organization like a well-oiled machine. You are a charismatic and efficient leader.
Thank you.
But.
There it is.
Kate examines Eric's face.
What are you doing?
Nope. Unfortunately, I detect no signs of it.
No signs of what?
Fun. Not a trace of fun.
Oh. What? I'm fun. I have lots of fun.
Okay, all right. What's like an adventure for you?
An adventure for me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Hiking. Hiking. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking Owen and Bruce hiking this weekend.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go hiking down the Burke Gilman Trail right till we get to the docks. I want to lay eyes on this traffic hotspot and just see if...
Hey, Eric, what is it you said you did for a living?
I work for the Department of Transportation.
I knew it. No, that's work.
I do
that's
still...
That's not fun. Yeah. I award you 0 points.
Okay, okay. You should come with us.
What?
Consider it an olive branch. You'd be rescuing Owen from his lame, boring dad. Give Sophia a little more time with Bruce. Look at them.
Sophia and Owen play happily with Bruce.
Okay. We'll come.
Good.
Later, all four hike along a forest trail with Bruce. Eric and Sophia sit on a bench. Owen darts around the vicinity.
Like green light.
So I hear you've been teaching Bruce some tricks.
Of course. That's rule 7. I like your Bruce rules. They help me make sure I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Me too.
Can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
I like that you laminated them. People are messy.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Red light!
Owen pauses, then dashes off.
Wait a second! Where was the green light?
Wait. Aren't you supposed to wait for the green light? How's anyone supposed to win?
Oh, no. Owen's much more concerned with fun than winning.
My mom, too.
Eric glances at Sophia. Then they both continue watching Kate and Owen. Eric and Sophia bite their cookie in an identical manner.
Green light!
Owen springs into action.
Look at those moves!
Eric and Kate get ice cream from a food stand. They take a bite and stroll off.
Penny, for your thoughts?
For 20 years, we've been trying to find a safe way to close the gap on this trail. And we finally found something that was going to work for everyone. And then that marina that we hiked past, they're now suing. After we found the solution that was going to work for everyone, they're suing because they don't want to lose parking spots.
That's annoying.
Yeah, tell me about it. And, you know, people keep telling me, it's all right, be patient, we'll figure it out, we'll get it. And, you know, people are getting hurt in the meantime. It's making me crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
They sit.
I get called crazy a lot at work. I like to think of it as being passionate.
I'm not sure I'm passionate about my job. I mean, it's not really where I saw myself ending up.
Well, what did you want to be when you grew up?
What adult has their childhood dream job?
I do.
All right, well, we can't all be that lucky.
See, I don't think luck has anything to do with it. If you know what your North Star is, you can chart a course.
That was beautiful nonsense.
No, seriously. If you know what you want most, then you can figure out a way to get it.
I have a lot of responsibility. I'm a single dad.
What is it that you said to me when I said I couldn't do the PTA? Oh, right. I'm a single parent, too, with a full-time job.
I was empathizing.
You were calling me out and doing a remedial job at backpedaling. So, this is me empathizing. I'm a single parent, too, with a full-time job, which I love. What do you love?
She licks her spoon and looks at him. He ponders.
Affordable housing advocacy. I know it sounds boring, but that's my dream job.
Why?
I had an internship when I was in college, and we got to really fight against these developers to help protect lower-income housing. And I like going to bat for people.
So this superhero thing kind of runs in the family, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nothing boring about that.
They exchange glances. At the office, Nadia and the team sit at a table. Kate enters.
Happy Monday!
You've got to stop doing that!
Never gets old. Look, consider this a small thank you gift.
Aw, you're the best.
And a small I'm sorry gift. I drafted storyboards for 3 new possible endings last night. So conference room, please.
The
I love
worst.
You all so much. You're the best.
The worst.
I love you. I do. Thank you so much.
There we go again.
I see you survived your hike. 4 hours with Mr. PTA Power Trip. How was it?
It actually wasn't that bad. He was a lot more relaxed than I expected.
You mean to tell me the guy who laminated the dog rolls was fun? On a hike uphill with the bugs and everything?
Well, not so much the hiking part, but when we got ice cream, it was civil, dare I say, pleasant.
Well, everyone's pleasant when they've had ice cream, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably just a sprinkle-induced glitch.
Later, at a PTA meeting, Kate and Carla stand beside posters.
All right, without further ado, may we present Candyland, only full-size.
Okay. Check this out. We can take the tent poles and we can turn them into candy canes.
I'm pardon me for jumping in here, Kate. This budget seems quite a bit out of our means, though.
The paint shop could donate paint.
This is a very hefty time commitment for all of us, and we're not exactly a bunch of Van Goghs.
Well, you know what? If Eric can keep everyone on budget, then I'll teach everyone how to paint.
Okay. Let's just put it to a vote. All those in favor.
The entire room raises their hand. Later, Eric and Kate chat in the hallway.
For someone who wanted nothing to do with the PTA, you sure made a lot of work for yourself.
Consider it an olive branch. Besides, I am choosing my battles.
Yeah?
Yeah. Speaking of our PTA agreement, I feel I should warn you, my friend, that you are in for an intense evening tomorrow.
How do you mean?
Well, I finally found an obedience school. Great place, solid reviews. It's called Fuzzy Friends Time.
Fuzzy Friends Time?
7 o'clock. Sharp.
I don't have a sitter.
Oh, you know what? I found us one. A fully vetted high school honor student.
Sophia rises and approaches.
Bye, Eric.
See you tomorrow.
Kate and Sophia walk off. Eric smiles. Later, Eric and Kate stand in a circle with other dog owners.
Exhale. And breathe. Exhale. Now, once you finish your breathing exercises and you feel calm and centered, invite your pet to sit.
Kate turns to Bruce.
Bruce, please sit.
Bruce sits.
Come on. He obviously already knew that word.
Okay. Bruce, please speak.
Right. Okay. Sit. Bruce, sit. Bruce, sit. Sit, sit, sit. Sit, 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 but come on, sit, sit, sit.
Breathe.
Sit, that's it. Come on, sit, sit. I know, I got this. How did you do? Just...
Breathe. There you go. It's okay. Try again.
Bruce, please sit.
Bruce sits.
Goodbye!
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 Goodbye! He did it.
That's great, but calm.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good boy.
See?
Okay, wow, I'm a convert. Mm. Do you make house calls?
I am available for all of your home and office needs.
Perfect. Crazy boss.
Breathe.
Miss deadline.
Breathe.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Yeah. My son makes our living room wall into his own personal spaghetti art installation.
Mm. Yes, you know that I support.
No, are you kidding me? That's just destruction.
You really have to just have more fun.
No, well, that's just mind. That's not being mindful at all.
The instructor approaches.
Hi. Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Our fuzzy friends can sense when they're not receiving our full energetic attention.
Oh. Okay.
So if we could just save the flirting for after class.
Flirting? No. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no.
No. Wow, that was 11 no's.
No.
No.
Oh.
12.
Oh, sorry. Since you're training the same dog, I assume.
No. We share the dog.
It's shared.
We share Brute. Yes. But we're not together.
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
she has a
job.
Job.
Yeah. A great job. A great job. And
She's
a daughter.
A very good job.
Yeah. And a daughter, which is why I don't really date. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with dating as a parent. So we just share the dog, and he has
I have Bianca.
Bianca!
And
he's got a Bianca! So we're definitely, you know, not flirting. And this has just become embarrassing for all of us. So I'm just gonna stop disrupting the class, you know, with all the breathing and the calm bodies with all of the not flirting. So I...
Kate backs away and trips over a dog toy.
Okay, bye.
Kate leaves.
That was awkward.
Bruce moans.
She said... I'd appreciate it if you'd save the flirting for after class. Yeah.
Have more coffee. It fixes everything. Okay, I've seen some epic Kate speeches, but this may officially elect you mayor of Awkwardville.
Look, I haven't been accused of flirting in 10 years, at least. What?
Were you?
What?
Flirting.
What? No.
He said he's a single parent.
Who has a girlfriend. And look, I'm not dating anyone while Sophia's still in the house. Liam and I have a great system that ensures Sophia doesn't miss out on anything. I am not willing to gamble that.
You say so.
What?
I'm just saying. I'm glad Sophia's not missing out on anything. But you might be.
Schoolyard. Kate approaches Carla. Eric and Bruce are nearby with women.
Shake, nice to meet you. It's very nice to meet you. You're such a friend. Isn't it amazing? Here, you want to give him one?
Hey, my instruction's a bit much. A little bit.
Oh, pardon me, sorry. Kate!
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
You forgot to leave Mr. Mukow.
Oh.
I'm going to have to stop by your office at lunch tomorrow and grab him. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Eric returns to Bruce. Kate gapes.
Okay. What's that face for?
Nothing. It's just... So when he's with other people, he just has this whole Prince Charming routine.
Ooh, and would we call it that?
And then with me, he's like... Ugh, you know?
Okay.
You can't compare yourself to those PTA parents. They've known him a long time. They're like family. When Amy passed away, they all rallied around her. They brought him casseroles and babysitters.
Amy.
And his wife. And my best friend. We taught here together.
Oh. I am so sorry.
Thanks. Me too. She was just one of those people who made you feel loved, you know?
Yeah.
She was grounded and steady, but there was this light about her. You push him outside of his comfort zone, like Amy did. It's good for him. He needs a friend like you.
Kate and Carla hug.
Okay.
Kate ponders, watching Eric. Later, Eric enters the animation studio. He finds Kate's office and enters.
Good morning.
Don't do that.
Ha! Not so fun, is it?
Hey!
Sorry. Did I scare you?
No. Hi. Oh, Moo Cow. Yes, I totally forgot you were coming by. Hold on. So sorry.
It's okay. We need to work on that name, by the way. This office is awesome. The ping pong out there?
Yeah.
They just play ping pong.
Hold on. I was on the phone with you, and then I picked up Moo Cow, and I picked up my keys, and then I dropped my keys. I just totally left them by the front door. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. Do you want to drop them off at my work when you pick Sophia up from school? I'm right by there.
Yeah, that'd be great. I will do that. Here, write your address down.
He notices her computer screen.
Oh, wow. No. It's not finished. It's not. No. You're just coming over.
It's amazing.
Well, it will be amazing once I come up with a heart-stopping ending, which I decidedly have not.
Was it a comedy or a tragedy?
Why do you ask?
Well, if it's a comedy, they end up together, and if it's a tragedy, they're driven apart by the forces of fate or something. Those are the rules, right?
You love your rules. Well, it's actually not that simple. Those are the rules for romance. And this is not that. This is a story about courage and self-discovery and
love.
No. Why does everybody keep saying that?
Well, because they're obviously in love. Look at how you drew them.
On screen, her character's animated eyes are wide and gazing at each other.
They're not in love.
Okay, if you say so. I will leave you to it, and then I will see you today at 3-ish.
He lingers, watching her computer.
Sorry. Yep.
He leaves. Kate looks closer at her screen. Later, Eric chats with Carla on the phone.
Hi.
Bianca wants to talk.
Uh-oh.
No, before she left, we said
we wanted to talk about the next steps when she got back. So I think it's positive, right?
Well, that depends. What do you want the next step to be?
I mean, there's a lot to consider practically, but Bianca's great.
Right.
Well, are you asking me or you?
Both.
Well, whether or not I think
she's the one doesn't matter. The only opinion that matters
is yours.
Later, Eric sits in his office.
We have to send all of these back in for approval.
Kate and Sophia enter.
Hi! Surprise! Mr. McAwesome reporting for duty.
Thank you. You're wonderful for bringing that. I appreciate it.
Do you have any toys here like my mom's office?
No, I wish.
But we do have a model of the light rail. You want to see? Yeah?
Thank you.
She's too much.
She is amazing.
Kate sits.
Hi.
Hey there. I'm glad you're here because I keep thinking about your short.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have a few notes.
Oh, really?
No, I don't. But I do have a thought here. You said it's a story about courage, right?
I did.
Isn't love the most perfect motivator for courage?
I mean, it's a little limited, don't you think? People can be brave for a lot of reasons.
I don't know. The world is a lot less scary when, no matter where you go, you always know where you belong. And that helps you take bigger chances. That gives you something to fight for. You know what I mean?
No. To be honest, I don't think I've ever felt that.
Bianca enters.
Eric.
Hey.
Sorry. Trial wrapped early, so I just hopped a flight so I can make our phone date a real date.
Yes. All right, let me see if we can get a sitter. Maybe we can...
I'll take Owen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. This is Bianca. Bianca, this is Kate.
Hi.
Oh, you're Sophia's mom.
Yeah.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Are you sure?
Sophia would be thrilled.
Okay. Sounds good. My gosh, thank you. We'll drop him off on the way to dinner.
Okay. It's great.
It's so great. Awesome. So I'll just see you two lovebirds later.
On the way to dinner, thank you.
On the way to dinner, that's right. Okay, Sophia!
Kate and Sophia work at the kitchen table.
Sorry.
Yes. Liam enters.
Hey guys.
Liam. Daddy!
Hey!
Hi. What's up, kiddo? Oh, so good to see you.
How was Bali?
It was unbelievable. Wait till you see the shots I got. The temples, the beaches, the sunsets, the music. That's yours.
He hands her a maraca.
Thanks, Dad.
Of course.
Yes, thank you so much for that. That is going to be the gift that's going to keep on giving.
Well, it's a good thing that I got you this rare gourmet coffee blend to help power you through.
It is a great thing. Let me see the pictures. Oh, this smells so good. Thank you. Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. So many good shots.
Oh, I love that.
Sophia approaches.
Dad, there is someone very important I would like you to meet.
Oh, yes, the famous Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Oh, no, the pleasure is all mine, buddy.
I'm going to go take him to the backyard.
Okay.
Come on, Bruce.
Have fun, sweetie.
Okay.
Bye, Bruce.
So is it okay if I take Sophia to my place tonight?
No, actually, because Owen's coming over tonight.
Who?
The little boy, Owen, that we share the dog with. His dad's going on a date, so I agreed to watch him.
Oh, so the kids are friends.
Best friends. We go to the park, we go hiking, which, I gotta say, is not Eric's strong suit.
Who's Eric?
Owen's dad. Oh, he totally roped me into joining the PTA.
You? How?
Well, he wanted Bruce to go to obedience school, so we made a deal. I get to choose the school if I volunteer. And I chose this, like, fuzzy, you know, feelingsy place. And I wish you could have seen his face when he walked through the door. It was...
Liam glances at her.
Funny. It was funny.
You like him.
No, I do not.
Kate Healy, I have known you since the seventh grade.
Okay, you think
you
know me so?
You are smitten right now.
No, he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, and you are watching his kid so we can go out on a date?
Kate ponders. She sips her coffee. Later, in the backyard, Owen and Sophia stand holding small balloons, wearing smocks.
So we just throw them?
Yeah, well, at the canvas, ideally.
And we won't get in trouble?
Anything above the tarp is fair game. Ready? 1, 2, 3!
Sophia and Owen throw the balloons at the canvas, splattering paint everywhere. At a fancy restaurant, Bianca and Eric sip at a table for two.
Welcome home.
They sip wine.
That's nice.
So, do you remember that old married couple in the Chicago office I told you about?
Yeah, the one who, they are always fighting with each other.
Yes. Larry, enough with the printing already. Rhonda, you know, can't concentrate without a hard copy.
I'm so glad we don't get under each other's skin like that.
So the other night, I forgot my keys at the office. So I had to double back. And there was Larry and Rhonda, slow dancing in the office. He's cracking jokes in her ear, and she's laughing and laughing.
Larry and Rhonda. See, that goes to show you just don't know what's underneath the surface there.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe I just had the wrong idea.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I thought their bickering was the spark fizzling out, but Maybe it was more than irritation. They hold each other to their best selves, even when they drive each other crazy, and that's real connection. And I think maybe that's real love. Maybe I just didn't get it before.
She looks at him. He looks back, pondering.
We don't have that, do we?
I'm sorry. I was excited to have the Next Steps talk with you because you're a great guy. And I felt like I was checking the next relationship boxes, but...
To be honest, I'm relieved. But that every time I started thinking about the Next Step conversation, I went blank. And that's not a good sign.
So what, do we just find somebody who makes us crazy? Is that how this works now?
Maybe not crazy. Maybe just passionate.
Yeah. I like that, passionate.
Eric nods. Later, Kate answers a knock at her front door.
Hey, come on in.
Yeah.
Eric enters. Owen and Sophia are napping on the couch.
How was your date?
It was, you're covered in paint.
Oh, yeah. Just a painting experiment gone awry.
What?
Nothing. I'm glad you had a good time tonight.
Yeah. No, we did.
She gestures to Owen, sleeping beside Bruce.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Here, shoes.
Eric lifts Owen, still sleeping. Kate hands Eric Owen's shoes. Eric walks out. Kate approaches Sophia and strokes her hair. Daytime, Eric answers his cell in his kitchen, a conference call with Bruce's handler.
Hey, thanks for calling me back.
Yeah, I think I got so focused on how to share that I forgot we need to choose one home.
As fun as this is, it can't be forever, right?
Right?
I mean, in theory, it could be. It seems like Bruce will have a happy home either way, so... As a representative of the shelter, there's no problem on our end.
I'm sensing a but.
Look, I can't tell you what to do.
My job is to look after Bruce. But if it were me, it would only get harder to say goodbye the longer I had with him.
It might be better to just rip the band-aid off, so to speak.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
They all hang up. Kate frowns, glancing at a photo on her work desk of Bruce and Sophia, smiling. In the schoolyard, Sophia sits on the grass alone, reading a book. Owen dashes over. They do a personal handshake.
How's World's Best Dog doing?
He learned two new tricks this week.
He's a good boy.
The best boy.
Hey, Owen, if Bruce lives with me, I promise I'll still share him with you.
Oh, okay, but if he lives with me, I'll still share them with you, too.
They do the handshake again, smiling. Owen dashes off. Later, Eric and Owen walk down a sidewalk, approaching Kate, who draws, and Sophia with Bruce.
Owen, keep him on the leash, bud!
Okay, Dad! Hi, Sophia.
Hey!
Sorry we're late.
No worries. I got here a little early anyway. I'm just, trying to clear my head. You have news?
What?
You're never late.
Nothing. It's nothing.
Kate looks up.
Spill it.
Okay, it's a job opportunity at a housing advocacy group.
That's amazing. Did you apply?
No.
Why? Isn't that your dream job?
There's just been a lot of change this month, but with Bruce and Bianca and I breaking up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you did. Oh, I'm really sorry to hear about that. That's very rough. That's a...
Carla?
Yeah. But I am. I'm sorry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They exchange glances.
So this job.
Yeah, this job. It'd also be a pretty big career pivot on paper.
Ugh, nonsense. You've been in government for years. All you have to do is just, you know, get creative and then show them how passionate you are about this. Right?
Those are not fireflies.
Oh, no. My boss reviewed my short, and she told me that my ending was, uninspired. So I'm trying to get out of my head and get into my, heart. So, hence that.
A drawing of the kids and Bruce as superheroes.
Can you get a sitter tomorrow?
I think so. Liam's back. Maybe he could watch him.
Why?
I have an idea. Something that might help give you some perspective.
Oh, thank you. I'm all ears.
Oh, no. If you were trying to get you out of your head, I think it should be a surprise. What do you say? You game?
Why do you want to help me?
We might as well have each other's backs right now.
They watch the kids and Bruce play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Later, at Kate's, Eric chats with Liam while the kids sit on the couch.
He gets three stories. If the last one you can read can be a calm one, he gets super amped up if you read anything that's like a superhero or space or...
Kate enters in a dress. Sophia gives a thumbs up.
You look like a princess.
Thank you.
Eric turns to her.
All right, you two kids, come with me. It's dinner time. And you kids have fun.
Thank you.
Liam and the kids dash off. Kate and Eric gaze at each other. At dusk, Eric and Kate unpack chairs from his car and walk to an open area of lawn with a crowd. A sign reads Stargazing Party.
I should have known you'd get some perspective. Literally.
A little birdie named Carla told me that you were a bit of an astronomy geek.
Oh, no. You hit it out of the park. I have been dying to come here. But it's always been too late for Sophia, past her bedtime.
Oh, sure. Well, now we're grown-ups with a sitter.
Look at us.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at us. I know, right?
We're doing it.
Look at this.
A star map.
This is fantastic. And laminated.
Oh, yeah. Has
very nice.
I love the myth about that star and that star once being a peasant and a princess who fell in love.
Let me guess. They lived happily ever after.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. More of a Romeo and Juliet sort of thing where they put this gigantic celestial river between the two of them, otherwise known as...
The Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Dating is hard everywhere. Stars, they're just like us. But that's not the end of the story.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. One night a year, the stars align just so to create a bridge to reunite them.
He touches his chest.
That's my favorite story.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
What? Oh, no. It's hopeful.
Hopeful? Please, they're two star-crossed lovers.
I saw what you did there. Good pun.
Spend eternity pining for the one person they can't have. There are plenty of stars in the sky. It's like, come on, move it along, folks.
No, but it's hopeful because to never experience a love that big is far worse than the pain of missing someone. It doesn't get more romantic than that.
She ponders.
What would they be missing out on?
Well, for one, she's one of the top five brightest stars in the sky, so... I mean, what kind is right mind's gonna pass that up?
What about her?
Passion. Satisfaction knowing that she didn't settle, and assurance.
Assurance.
What assurance? They can't even be together.
How many people can say, even if it's for one night a year, that in that moment they were right where they were supposed to be?
They look at each other. Eric looks away. Kate smiles, looking at the stars. Eric and Kate stargaze.
Full disclosure, I didn't get to go grocery shopping like I had planned, and so our menu tonight is 87% kid-friendly.
Fantastic. What do you get?
Oh, I got cheese puffs.
Yeah!
We have a bottle of wine labeled red.
Red.
Yes. Definitely adult approved. Now, this vintage, I've been told, pairs very well with the PB.
She puts a finger to his lips.
You had me a cheese puff. Cheese puffs make everything better.
Really? Cheese puffs?
Mm-hmm.
Anything could have happened tonight, but as long as it ended with cheese puffs, all's well that ends well.
That's right.
He picks a cheese puff.
Cheese puff.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something awkward?
That seems on brand.
Carla told me about your wife. I had no idea, and I just wanted to say I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, she was amazing. I can't help but think how proud she would be of what Owen and I have built since.
I didn't know her, but I can't imagine she wouldn't be.
Your turn.
For what?
Sophia's dad. What happened there?
Oh, I mean, nothing dramatic. He, well, we met in high school. Got married way too young. We should have known from the beginning. Kenny.
She ponders, then looks up.
What's wrong?
I don't need a new end. I need a new beginning.
What do you mean?
I'm short. I don't need a new end. I need a new beginning. I gotta go.
Mission accomplished.
Okay, cool.
Let's go. Go get it. Oh, okay. If only one
had to play. They walk off with the chairs. At home, Kate sits at her kitchen table, sketching on a tablet as Bruce lays underneath. She stretches and continues designing. Later, she rests her head on the table. She gets a mug from the counter. She smiles looking at her new designs and eats snack food off of her fingers. Later, she enters her office. The team sits at the table.
Hey, team!
Oh, okay, come on,
I know.
Kate.
Okay, I'm sorry. Habit. I've been up all night writing a new beginning for our short.
Beginning?
And a new ending. And drum roll, please.
They stare. Her head sinks a bit.
It's a romance now.
Yes! Are you serious? Is she serious?
Nobody move or we'll all wake up.
You were right. It's all there. I just need your brilliant minds to bring it to life. So can we do this?
Yeah, yes. We can do it.
Okay. Thank you, guys. And I'll see you later. Okay.
Yes! We got it.
Yes.
Kate grins as they celebrate. At the schoolyard, Kate and Carla are painting a display rack.
Down and back. Perfect. Now, let's talk about sealant.
Ugh. Kate. What are you doing here?
I'm teaching Susan about sealant.
Oh, go home and finish your short.
But I...
Go.
But...
No buts about it. You're not welcome here until your short's finished.
You're not the boss of me.
No, but as president of the PTA, my name is on that funnel cake machine, Lise.
You wouldn't.
No, but I will make sure that there is an unlimited supply of funnel cake waiting for someone who may happen to have a finished short.
Fine.
Maybe dial back the caffeine a little?
Never! Sophia!
Sophia runs off the playground and approaches Kate's car. In her office, Kate plays with a virtual reality helmet. She sighs and removes it, approaching her team.
There's that one frame, and when you get to the...
You already did your job, now let us do ours.
Thank you.
She sighs and returns to her office. She slumps in a chair.
That's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
At the schoolyard, Carla's phone rings.
Hi.
Ah. Hey, how's it going?
Good. We're just about to go paint some more, and then I think we're set.
Hey, did you finish?
No, I just wanted to...
Sorry.
Sorry.
Bye.
Eric hangs up Carla's phone. Kate sits at her desk placing pencils into a holder. She flips her sketch pad open and sees the picture of Owen, Sophia, and Bruce as superheroes. Her smiles, then her eyes widen. She begins to design on her computer. At the schoolyard, Eric receives a video text called Your New CV. He plays the video. It's an animated man in a suit waving, with a text bubble. Hi, I'm Eric. Then, the man sits at a desk with a large stack of papers browning. His desk flies out. A hard hat flies onto his head, and a man holding a street sign approaches with a clipboard.
What did she do?
A dog enters and a small boy in a cape jumps on his back.
You need to apply for this job already.
I'll watch it again.
Okay.
Later, at the schoolyard, a banner spans the trees, advertising Candy Carnival. A man carries a small boy on his shoulders. The boy holds balloons. Families mingle, approaching the colorful booths. Owen and Sophia meet up.
Hey, Owen! You want to do the ring toss with me?
Oh, yeah!
Eric and Kate stand nearby.
That video.
I know.
That
I know.
It was incredible. Thank you.
Wow. It's the least I could do.
I actually think it was the literal most you could do. Can I take you out? A real date, no kids. I mean, maybe Bruce could come. Okay, look, I don't want to make things weird.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that would be okay.
Okay.
Sophia tosses a ring, and it lands on a pin. Later, the four of them sit on a bench eating fries. At a pedestal, Owen and Sophia balance pins on their heads. Kate and Eric watch, cheering them on. Later, Kate and Eric pose at a face cutout of two people in carnival outfits. Bruce places his head into a lion cutout. Sophia takes a picture. Kate receives more tickets. Sophia and Owen eat cotton candy, then later bounce in an inflatable house. Later, they fall asleep holding stuffed animals. Kate and Eric tuck them into the back seats of their cars.
You gotta say it.
You were right about the theme, it worked.
Yeah, hey.
Do you think since we did the carnival today, it'd be nice if we could have Bruce for one more day?
You know what? Rules are rules, buddy. Especially when they're laminated.
Hey, I had fun with you today.
It was a great day. Thank you.
Sweet dreams.
Good night.
They get into their cars. Kate comes into the kitchen where Sophia spins a laptop, revealing a slideshow with Eric's picture.
No, we have the dog. You swore the PowerPoint madness would end.
At home, Owen holds a sketch pad.
Set.
As you know, we are sharing world's best dog. And we both love Bruce so much. And we don't want to give him up. So we have a plan.
Okay.
Kate sits.
All right. Show me this plan.
Owen flips a page. He's drawn Bruce.
Uh-huh.
He flips again. He's drawn Kate, smiling. Eric squints. Later, Eric and Kate chat at the schoolyard.
Did you get an adorable ambush this morning? Or is that just me?
No. Yes. Sophia gave me another one of her PowerPoint presentations.
Oh, I didn't get it. Mine was not that sophisticated. But still very impressed. It was a masterfully coordinated...
Eric. I'm not a rules person, but I have had one rule, which is not to date while Sophia's a kid because I didn't want her to get attached to someone who wasn't going to stick around. And I promised myself that when I did date,
I would be so careful and so sure.
Hey, we're gonna take it slow. We're gonna make it very clear with the kids.
Did you and I get the same pitch this morning? Our kids want us to just mosey on down to the courthouse and get hitched, and we haven't even gone on a first date yet. It's too fast.
I know how I feel about you. I know I haven't thought that way in a long time.
Eric, the look on her face when she was so sure that you and I being together would solve everything, I can risk my heart, but not hers. I think we should, you know, take a break for now and just let the kids be friends.
Eric looks at her. He turns to the yard.
Owen, we gotta get going, buddy.
Eric, I'm so sorry.
No. You're a good mom. I get it.
Eric approaches Owen, and they walk off together. Kate weeps.
Hey! Who wants ice cream?
You want ice cream?
Later, Kate sits with her boss.
This is a real departure for you.
I know.
I mean, I usually.
I know. Listen, I don't know what I was thinking.
I just. Anything we imagine.
What?
We love it. I might be a little biased, but I've seen the other submissions, and I'd make sure you have the first weekend in June open.
Really?
In my opinion, you're a shoo-in for the Georgia Animation Festival. I think you're gonna blow the judges away.
Kate smiles. Later, the four meet on the sidewalk from opposite sides. Eric is leading Bruce. He hands Bruce's leash to Kate.
Hurry. Come on, Bruce.
Owen and Sophia wave at each other, then leave. Nighttime. At home, Kate watches a romantic movie eating chips.
Hi. So the digital copy of the festival invitations are in your inbox, and I had my assistant print some on some fancy paper for you.
Thank you.
Oh boy, what happened?
I don't know what you're talking about.
With Dog Dad.
Yeah, lady, what, you've known him for like 5 seconds, but sure, he's definitely the one.
Hey, All right. Come on, I was watching that.
Look, I know we're exes, but I like to think that we're friends. Good friends. What did he do?
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, he's amazing.
So?
So, I can't do it to Sophia, okay? I can't risk hurting her.
Look, we raised a resilient, loving, and smart kid. Sometimes too smart. But I don't think that's what you're worried about here. No offense.
I don't know why I'm so scared.
I do. You've never been in grown-up love. I'm serious. We started dating when we were, what, 17? You have not been swept off your feet as an adult. And that is an entirely different, exhilarating, and terrifying experience.
What if I'm no good at it?
Nobody's good at it.
Okay, well, I mean, like, what if we break up? I mean, what about the kids and Bruce? It's such a bad plan.
Yeah, but you can't plan this stuff out. Life likes to take a hammer to the best laid plans. But the Kate Healy that I know would take all those little pieces and would string them together and tell a bigger story. She sees what could be, even when other people can't. Isn't that what they pay the big bucks for over at that studio?
Kate nods.
Yeah.
You know, you've come a long way since the angsty teenager I met.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
You better do what makes you happy, though, because I don't have a lot of those speeches in me.
She hands him a bowl of chips and smiles. At the schoolyard, Owen dashes over to Sophia, who is sitting alone in the grass.
You're late.
Sorry, super serious game of tetherball.
Today, we have a super secret mission.
I love super secret missions.
Sophia looks around.
Take this invitation. Tell your dad it's for my mom. Super brother, do you accept this mission?
He salutes and dashes off. Sophia chuckles. Later, outside Eric's townhouse, Kate paces holding an envelope. Eric pulls up. He honks and waves, then gets out with an Owen and Bruce.
Kate!
What it's me.
Doing? What are you doing here?
Hi!
She hands him the envelope.
Here. It's for my short. They're showing it at an animation festival, and I just wanted to invite you guys.
I know.
You have two.
Owen. Guys. Just gave me one.
But I didn't.
Abort! Abort!
Our kids.
Well, I can't turn down two invitations now, can I?
Great. Great. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Great.
Awesome. Cool. I mean, see you there?
Yeah. Yep.
Later, Kate is curling her hair in the bathroom mirror. Sophia sits on the basin watching. Kate kisses Sophia. At home, Eric is adjusting Owen's tie. Sophia stands at the mantel. Kate enters in a dress.
You look beautiful.
Nighttime at the Lucas Theater. Kate and Sophia pose for photos. Eric and Owen enter the lobby. Inside the theater, Owen and Eric find their seats in the orchestra section. Kate enters a level above and looks out. The lights go out. An MC enters.
Welcome to the Animated Short Film Competition. This year's nominees will compete for a chance to submit for the Academy Awards Animated Short category. Please stay seated after our presentation for a Q&A with our creators. Enjoy.
Kate sits in the back row beside Sophia. Kate's animated film begins. On a moonlit night, a firefly sits on a tree. Across the river, another firefly lands on a stump and sees the first firefly's tail lighting up. The second firefly takes flight and crosses the river. A frog sits on a lily pad watching. In the theater, Owen glances at Eric, who watches intently. In the film, a storm begins. The second firefly arrives at the first firefly's tree and hovers above. The two fireflies take flight, and the storm ends. The stars above appear to shine. The movie screen goes black. Eric and Owen smile at each other, as do Kate and Sophia. Later, a panel discussion is set up on the stage with the filmmakers.
I'd like to turn the discussion over to Kate Healy's charming short, Light the Way. You know, it's a hard thing to make an audience believe in love again in 8 minutes or less.
Well, you can thank my team for that one. Honestly, I was completely against a romantic ending for this short.
Really? Well, what made you change your mind?
Well, when we first started working on the project, I had written love off as a cliche. I was pretty sure that I had been there, seen the trailer, wasn't missing much. You know what I mean?
But then someone very important to me.
Owen looks at Eric.
Showed me just what I was missing. Oh, it can shake parts of you awake that you thought you would have to tuck away forever. Because love is, it's one of the only ways that we show each other that we belong. And everybody deserves to belong. Dramatic fireflies, shelter dogs, maybe even me.
In the audience, Eric nods. Later, in the lobby, Kate mingles with her team. Sophia approaches holding a plaque.
Mom,
yeah,
I'm gonna go show Owen your award.
Okay.
She runs over to Owen and Eric.
Owen.
Owen and Sophia dash off. Eric faces Kate. They approach each other.
Hi.
Hi.
Congrats on the Grand Jury Prize. Your short was incredible.
You liked it?
No, I loved it. I had an interview with the Affordable Housing Advocacy Group yesterday, and I have a follow-up next week.
Of course you do. Tell me everything.
First thing they asked about was my very creative cover letter. So thank you. I told them that, long story short, I met this infuriatingly zany, insanely talented woman who reminded me that life is way too short to waste any time not doing what you love.
She sounds like a wise woman. Let's say, hypothetically, this wise woman decided that she didn't know everything.
Okay.
And, hypothetically, dinner doesn't sound like Armageddon.
No. Stop. One date would not be the end of the world?
No, I think it actually might be nice.
Owen, Sophia, and Kate's team watch them chat.
So, what are we gonna do with this dog?
I don't know.
I cannot in good conscience leave this dog with some wild, unruly...
Unruly? Well, then I can't leave the dog with some tyrant who's just gonna break his spirit and we're never gonna...
He kisses her. They separate and smile. They kiss again, long and passionately. A jump cut, and they kiss wearing different clothes. There are now rings on Kate's left ring finger. Sophia and Owen stand nearby with Bruce, then approach.
Hi, buddy. Hi.
They all hug.
Right, guys, let's go home.
Right, Bruce, let's go home.
They all walk off together.